Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise Yah, praise Yah, saints of the Most High Yah. I pray all is well with the righteous, and it should be. Hallelujah. Hopefully I am coming through this evening. Oh, hallelujah. Got a 10 already. At least my chat is not cutting up like it was last time I was on. Oh, hallelujah. Thanks all that are gathered here this evening on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. This is Teacher Shane with you here this evening. Not on the regular format of the desktop. I'm using my laptop tonight for certain reasons. I need to use this laptop more and more for streaming and for doing blog talks and whatsoever it is needed for the ministry. So I thank Yah for the blessing of it. And I need to put it to good use. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, very thankful, giving honor to our Master and our Savior, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach. Without him, I know I can do nothing. We can do nothing. Give honor unto our Father of our Master and Savior. If it wasn't for the Son, how could we have the Father? How could we go unto the Father? Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, as you have seen the title, usually on First Day Blog Talks, I've been doing a study in the book of Ephesians. But I'm going to put that aside, even though our place in Ephesians is pretty much in line with what I'm going to teach on tonight. Pray by the Spirit that those that have ears to hear will hear. But that's not up to me. It's up to the Most High Yah and who He has chose to hear, as we have heard from that wonderful word that we got yesterday from our pastor on the mind. That was very, very rich, very deep, very needed. And many of us really need to go and listen to that that message many times over. We really need to understand the war that we're in. If we have been peradventure given the eyes to see and the ears to hear on this wise. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Very thankful for all things. Won't miss my dear brother who has went on to be with our Messiah. We'll see him in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Thank y'all for all things. All things work together for good. And we really, really should have this as frontlets in our minds in everything that takes place in life, especially those that are the chosen of Yah, the called of Yah, that have been bought and purchased by His blood. The covering. That covering really needs to reach our hearts, reach our minds, reach everything in our being in this walk. Because now, as I walk this walk, the life which I now live in the flesh, as Paul says, I live by the faith of Messiah who loved me and gave himself for me. And I understand this far in this walk to bring us to this point. You know, as we learned yesterday, our soul, that war between our body and our spirit is, it's like in the middle. Just as Messiah for us, when he poured out his soul unto death. Now really think about that and really meditate on that when he has poured out his soul unto death. his mind, his will, and his emotions unto death. For who? Not for himself. He was sent of the Father. And all the words that he spoke that was in his being did not originate from him. It originated from the Father, and he always gave testimony to that very thing. And we have this treasure, Messiah, in us if we have received and we have the testimony and we walk in the power of the Spirit, knowing that we have been filled with his Spirit. Which is very pivotal. It's extremely, if I can pronounce it, pivotable. Pivotable. For us as believers to be filled with his Spirit. It is. I mean, this is paramount. This is first and foremost. If we're going to walk this walk and live his life, we're going to walk in the same manner as he walked. Because this is the fellowship of the sufferings. Something the world does not want any part of, suffering. They suffer in their own manners under their head, under their mighty one. But our suffering is quite different. Our suffering is there for our good. It's not there to bring us to a piece of bread, but it is there for a refining, a perfecting, a maturing. As our Messiah, when he poured out his soul unto death, we likewise got to understand as joint heirs with him. Yes, we're going to taste part of the same. This is the fellowship of the mystery of the believers. As we walk this walk and talk this talk and be a witness to the world. Because it's by the world seeing us at that time when they're at the judgment. Their eyes have seen and their ears have heard. And they're going to be without excuse. Guys, we, the called ones, were present. We, the called ones, were evident. We, the called ones, were manifest. Just as the disciples was. When they received power from on high. When the Holy Spirit set upon each of them. Then it says, then they became witnesses. That very phrase, being linked, being filled with the Holy Spirit, that is so profound. Because there's so many so-called Christ out here. And they want to give their witness without being a witness. But we that are filled with the Spirit, we have been immersed in the witness. And day by day are we living out the witness. And the witness is being formed in us, being formed in the eternal. It's not something that is etched so temporal. What's going on in us is for the testimony of the eternal. And by the eternal, he's the Alpha. And he is the finisher. Like Paul said, I understand now. This sin that dwells in me, I've come to the point. I understand with my flesh, I'm going to serve the law of sin. But with my mind now, the law of Messiah, the law of Messiah. And this is so relevant to the blood that was shed. And we enter into the covenant with our Elohim. When we accept and receive the sacrifice, when we allow ourselves to be immersed in the blood of our Savior, and then day by day we stay immersed in the blood of the sacrifice, being a living sacrifice. And how are we being a living sacrifice? By the word that has been put in our hearts and in our minds. There is a government that when the Spirit comes in and dwells within this house, my house, a government is set up. A kingdom is put forth for my feet to walk to, for my eyes to stay on, for my purpose. Now, since this law is in my heart, in my mind, it's propelling me, and it's persuading me, and it's guiding me, and it's empowering me to get on. Because I didn't know in times past that I was chosen before the foundation of the world until the word of Yah came unto me saying, next thing I know, death followed. And I died, but by the power of the word entering through my heart and in my mind, I was resurrected. And I started seeing all things new. And I'm like, wow. And then it comes into my being what I was called for. As I read the word and I immerse myself more and more in the word, and with all this getting, I'm getting understanding. And as understanding goes on and on, then I understand, this rock that my feet has been set on. There now, this sure foundation, the true meaning of life. By the word of Yah, now is in my understanding. The true essence of what I was created for and what you was created for, to be a vessel of the Most High, to be a child of the King. When this understanding, this calling comes into your being, and then when you finally just say, the hell with me, then your calling enters into a place of being chosen. When you understand the vessel that the Master's hands has formed you to be, this is a great thing when you enter into this. When you're understanding from the Most High Yah, gives you this understanding. Where's this trust in Yah with all your might and lean not to your own understanding? In all your ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your paths. When you no longer have to say, I want to know what the will of Yah is for my life. But when that understanding comes to you, when you really know what the will of Yah, as our Messiah knew what His will, He says, I'm not come to do my own will, but the will that you see and being manifest before you. This is the Father. You see me, you see the Father. So in like manner, when they see us, they should see Messiah. They should see the Father. Why? By the word that is in us. What's in our mind and what is in our heart and what is being performed? Hallelujah. 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 Especially in this walk, it's not as the old saying, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. And it is. Truly is. Especially in this walk. Because you out there living in the world and you're under the auspice of the mighty one of this world, your mind will be wasted. I remember that. I remember the times of old. I'm glad that is a backdrop to where I've come from. That is a reminder that I don't want to return to that crap. I don't want to go back to that mire. I don't want to be no more going back to the vomit that I once wallowed in. Now with a new mind and a new heart, I understand and keep understanding day by day this born again, this treasure that is put in me. I understand that death has no more dominion over me. I mean, when we get to that point in our walk, that none of the, you know, the visions of death and all the image of the death that wants to bring so much fear on us. When we get to that place, in our walk, and understand that death has no more dominion over you, the grave will not hold you. Really think about that. Because of what Messiah has invested in you, He's the greater one in this. He's that treasure in us. And you see that the grave could not hold him. So why not harness the greater one that is in you? Because the word testifies, if we would just cleave, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. That when this is in our mind and our heart, day by day by day by day, when it is constantly rehearsed in us, when you keep the cup full, when you keep the vessel full of Yah, then what can the adversary, can he have place in you if you are full of Yah? Think about it. Our forefathers went on to many testimonies. And when they were full of the Spirit, then we see exploits. We see miracles. We see signs. We see wonders. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Messiah. One say, hey, what's his mind? Are you reading the word? We may read it. And reading in itself is just part of it. But just think, that which you read, and the word became flesh. And that word which you read now, we see it manifested in our walk now under the S-O-N. Times past, we walked under the S-U-N, and sometimes we find ourselves running back to the light of the world. And we should not, as saints of the Most High, be running back to that light. Well, hallelujah. 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 Saints of the Most High, I had to look at this chat, and I'm looking at it here. It says something about this full moon rage joined the conversation. Now Full Moon Rage has left the conversation. So long. Hallelujah. This word not for you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's go on. This light. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine. Now in Luke 8:16. As we continue on this treasure in earthen vessels. Luke 8:16, and thank you, Brother Josh, for posting the scriptures for the saints tonight. Hallelujah. For all those that are gathered here. Luke 8:16, it says, no man, when he has lighted a candle, he covers it with a vessel. Or putting it under bed. I mean, a purpose for lighting a candle is so that you may have light to see certain things. Right? To shine a light on the path. Shine light on the direction that you're going. Shine light on situations and circumstances. So no man, this is Messiah speaking. And it's amazing. You read this whole chapter in context. He is saying this after he talked about seed, seed, seed. No man, when he has lighted a candle, does he cover it with a vessel? Or does he put it under a bed? But no man, when he lights a candle, he sets it on a candlestick that they which enter enter what? Day by day, how many people we come across? How many people come into our presence? As the saints of the Most High God. See, we have a treasure in us that should be shining forth. Especially more now in this dead season. See, the word has been coming forth in such a manner that you see that during the dead season, it's almost a time of weeding out. It's almost like it's a threshing floor. The Most High Yah has given us 3 appointed times in the year. For seed time and for harvest. 3 times in a year. We do plant and we do reap. We do plant and we do reap. And at the end, we give celebration for all the increase that Yah has given us. And we see many that go into this dead season have squandered all their time in that year, have not gathered nothing. And they wither away and they depart. And we are witness to these things. Then our Messiah, do we believe the report? Do we hear the voice of the Spirit in us? When it's there teaching you all things which he has heard from the one that sent him. See, the Spirit of the Creator, this treasure, is in us. Why are we squandering having our thirst quenched by living water? So many times, our minds go back to the water of the world, the leeks and the garlic, all the fatting and everything that, oh, my flesh and my lust and my envy and my jealousy, desire. Oh, the mighty one of this world, he was there to bring me to more destruction. Yeah, I'm a witness to that. But I'm not going to give testimony to that. I understand now this far in my walk, that man is dead. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. Now I have the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last in me, perfecting me, guiding me. Giving me the ability to light the candle. I didn't produce this candle on my own. This candle come from Yah. And he put it in my hand. He gave me a body to hold it with. Because I know this temporal body will not hold that candle. But I know the body of the new man desires to hold that candle and to hold it high. To take that candle of Yah and put it on a candlestick and hold it and put it forward. He is the light. He will guide me. This is in the times of the priest of old when he entered into the sanctuary. There was a candelabra. There was a menorah with seven of these candles lit to light the way to Yah. And within that sanctuary was the bread, the incense. Oh. And here we are, a house of Yah. No new thing under the sun, under the S-U-N. But under the S-O-N, I found a new thing. And I rejoice in that. And I will give that good news. So no man, when he has lighted a candle, he covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed. But he sets it on a candlestick that they which enter might see the light. He's not only lighting that cell, that candle for him, but he's lighting it for others. And when that candle was lit, it says in Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret. Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Neither anything hid. And I thank Yah when the light of the word is in me, when I hear the light of the word being proclaimed from the pastor yesterday, and I receive this light, and he has lit this candle for me. Messiah lit the candle for me to show me by the power of his word, hey, look at this. Look at this dark place in you. Look at this transgression, this sin, this iniquity. The light of the word. Yeah, he puts it upon the candlestick so that he can show to bring all things manifested to the light. And I've got to receive the light. And I'm going to be the one that when the light comes, you know, I cover my eyes. Ah! It's bright. Get away. Get away. And you go back clamoring for the darkness. You go back to the shadows. Go back to the S-U-N. This thing? This life. I'm going to call it a thing. Being in this. It is real. Not too many people want to be real. Messiah was real with us. Messiah was real on the tree. Messiah was real all the way up to the tree for us so that we would be real. We would not be false witnesses, but we would be true witnesses because we have truly seen, because his spirit in us, in our mind and in our heart, gives us the true, the realized, and the real is to really perceive and conceive what is really going on. And you've been made witnesses of these things. Are you going to take that witness and hide it? Hide it under bitterness? Hide it under jealousy? Hide it under fear and mistrust? Yeah, this flesh wants to hide the light of Yah. It cannot receive the light of Yah because the darkness cannot comprehend it. And then why is it a strange thing in us, you know, when we are shining brighter light and we take offense that no one is receiving it, it's not given. We got to have this in our hearts and our minds, not given to them. Should this cause us to hide the light that is in us? No! When you've been called to be a witness to hell with being a witness of hatred and variance and jealousy and envy, as many of us have experienced as being witnesses to. It's just amazing the propensity when we're walking in the flesh that how we will just act out our hurts and our feelings and our emotions, and we seek to save our life. Have you believed the report? Are you going to have the testimony and the witness? Like now, which I live, I know I live temporarily. I live by now the faith of the Son of Yah. I don't live by the lust of Shane McKnight. I don't live by the desires of Shane. That is not life. That is giving testimony and witness to the death which I was once in, and I don't want to give that no more credence. I don't want to lift that up. I want to lift my Yah up. He's the one. He's the one that pulled me out of a miry clay, out of a pit, out of degradation. I come to understanding that while I was yet in that, Messiah was on the tree, and I received that. I received that. I received that as part of my calling. That this was the hands of Yah, even at that time, still as the potter with the clay, forming this vessel to put his spirit in for his use. I've come to the point in this walk, and envy is no treasure. Jealousy is no treasure. Hatred is no treasure. And all this backbiting and bitterness, that is no treasure. I don't want this in this vessel. I was not formed to dispense this crap. Then why are we dispensing it? Why It's those all around us witnessing. The more the jealousies and the envies and the bitterness, more than the temperance and the meekness and the gentleness and the love of the treasure that we so call, say, I am a child of Yah. With our lips, we honor him, but there's nothing in the heart to perform that honor. We got to know under the eyes of the Most High Yah now. When we're in the light, nothing is secret because the light shines on everything. I'm glad the S-O-N is the light of the world to come. That's where my mind and my heart's got to be, in the world to come. To have this king dominion in my heart and in my mind with the laws written. How I'll be a servant if I don't live by the dictates of the kingdom, by the dictates of life, by the ordinances of love. When Yah is love, and I want to love Yah, and I want to know him and the beauty of his holiness. Nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. Not anything hid that shall not be known come abroad. Thank Yah for the word of Yah. When it comes into my ears, not my natural ears, but the new man's ears. And then when I allow it to see, it searches and it seeks my being. And then when the word of Yah comes to me and shows me, this is keeping you from the love of Yah. I said, no. I don't want to be cut off from my Yah. I don't want this death. I don't want this separation. You see why death has no more dominion over you? Because we understand death on another level now. That guilt, shame, and condemnation, when the light of the word is not there to produce that. We've got to put on the spiritual eyes that the word of Yah is not there to bring guilt, shame, and condemnation. But the light of the S-O-N is there to bring conviction. So that we willingly will go in the courts of the mighty Elohim. And lay ourselves on the stand and let our mediator. Let our mediator speak for us. Let the blood have its voice. Oh, hallelujah. This thing, it is real. Are you Israel? This is more than just words rolling off a temporal tongue. I understand now the words that I got to speak. I got to speak it from the eternal tongue. That the tongue which now is in me, that is in the new man, I will speak by that governing. I desire to speak by that. And we should speak from that. Oh, this freedom that we have witnessed in the Messiah, shouldn't that just excite us more and more to put that on a candlestick? And the Most High, he thought to set it on seven candlesticks. That's a lot of light. Oh, hallelujah. 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 I do say hallelujah. The more I think about my Elohim, I think about my Master and my Savior. I was so excited that I am the new man is just all this renewing, even just thinking on Him, this light that He has allowed me in this time and this hour to be a witness to broadcast the words to you. As I have witnessed and I am witnessing to you, hopefully that you will witness to others, those that have begun the ears to hear and the eyes to see. As we heard yesterday, not too many. This grace has been given. In Luke 8:18. Take heed. Because all in the, all before that, they on the rock are they. In Luke 8:13. They on the rock. They that are standing with Messiah, standing on the foundation which he lay, are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy. Receive the word with joy. They on the rock are they. Let me rephrase this because I'm just getting excited here. Well, hallelujah. I'm thinking about the rock of Messiah. That's going on that they that are on good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm thinking about the rock of our Messiah. That solid foundation. I understand what the Messiah is here when the rocks of our desires, the rocks of our dreams, the rocks of our pleasure. It says they that are on these rocks are they which hear and receive the word. They receive the word with joy. But something about just having, being stony, being hard, being calloused. It says they have no root. And then for a little while they believe. But when the time of temptation, when the time of trial, when the time of proving that which you heard comes about, when the viper comes, they fall away. It is real. It is real. I'm talking about us that are planted in good ground. We are the plantings of the Most High Yah. It says, which in an honest and good heart, honest and good heart. Only way that a person can be honest and have a good heart is in the new man, in the new life, in the regeneration. They heard the word, they keep it. But there is a manifestation of that very thing which they heard. And the word became flesh. And that word, I say, was manifest among them. And we beheld. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever has, Luke 8:18, whosoever has, take heed, therefore, how you hear. For whosoever has, those that have received the word and they have kept it, those that have received the word and manifested it, those that have received the bread of life and then it is manifested in their conversation. The hearing. See, we're saints in the time where the prophet Amos in Amos 8:11 said there's going to be a famine in the land. Yah will bring this forth for the hearing of the word of Yah. Because there'll be many that have heard the word of Yah, but they didn't receive it with an honest and good heart. They go about as vagabonds. The word of Yah is proclaimed and broadcasted so abundantly. But somehow, some way, in their hearing, they cannot harness it. Not understanding the rocks that they walk among and the thorns they walk in is hindering them from hearing the word of Yah. So when you hear with an honest and good heart. Hear with the ears of the new man. That's where the honest and good heart dwells. And that's the only ear that will hear. The ear that will hear. The word that will hear Yah. And when that ear hears the word of Yah, it will keep it in the new heart. It can't keep it in the old heart. It can't keep it in a thorny heart. It can't keep it in a stony heart. Those things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. When Yah's heart is in you, that is the honest and good heart. That is the heart that will let the ear that Yah formed hear his word. That is the heart that is given to you of Yah. Be allowed for you to keep it, the word. And when you keep it, when you keep good seed, you bring forth fruit 3 times in a year. Yah is requiring fruit to be brought forth. And we see in the times of the dead season, it is manifest and is made known, and we are witnesses of those who did not bring forth fruit at Passover, at Pentecost, or at Tabernacles. See, ah, delights. And we bring forth, you know, Kasef. Well, what is the true riches in Yah? What is the true harvest in Yah? When he has supplied the seed. When he has made our hands and given us the know-how and the knowledge how to plant, how to till the ground for planting, how to water. And then when we've done all this by the commandment of Yah, we trust in Yah that he will supply the increase. So when we enter into the increase, when we rejoice in the increase, we have all this in our hands and in our arms to bring before the Most High Yah. And we do it with joy and gladness and singleness of heart. Three times in a year. Again, we are witnesses of those that sowed not. They heard. That's as far as it went. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever has, to him shall be given. And whoever has not, from him shall be taken, even that which he seems to have. John 6. 53, there's treasure in earthen vessels. And brethren, I thank you. Thank you all for staying in the real race. We don't look as with natural eyes, the race which the mighty one in this world wants the world to look after. When we look after the race which the Most High Yah has set before us, the race that he says that we will run with patience, that as our Messiah with patience received a crown, so that we, as he desires, we ourselves to receive a crown, not corruptible, that so many times that we are so much seeking after. But this treasure that has been put in us, and the new man in us is seeking after the incorruptible crown, that crown that when we appear before our Messiah, that is the crown that we're going to lay at his feet. We're going to not lay no corruptible crowns at his. They will not appear. Think about that. Think about that. When Yah has supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory, trust in Yah with all your heart. Lean not to your own understand so many times our own understanding wants to take us back to the leeks and the garlic, the former life. To hell with the former life. Haven't you had enough of that shit? Let us see things as they ought to be seen with the eternal eyes. We're just too long looking with so much temporal eyes and hearing with temporal ears. That's why many times we deal with this temporal shit. When peace and love and joy and gentleness and all that is there before us, it is there. The hand of the Most High Eye is just out there. We will not grab it. John 6:53. Then Messiah Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. What? No life? Well, what about that life out there? Yeah, all that life. I remember when I was kicking it up. Yeah. In all sincerity and truth, you was kicking it down. Yeah, you was kicking it down to the lower parts of hell. It's amazing. When we all simplify it, we've got the God of this world presenting his life. Then we got the eternal giving us life. See, the mighty one of this world, the God of this world, is there to take life. Why do you want to be a monk, a prisoner of that, a slave to that, when the creator of all things is there to give you life? Except you eat, you consume this word, you drink this word, and you know this temporal man cannot eat this word. This temporal man cannot drink this world. But the new man that's created in Yah, he wants this bread of life. He wants this wine. He needs this blood to exist. He needs this blood to consist. Because we've been witnesses of our past life, of all that it required. And now here we are in the life of Yah. Oh, no, I ain't going to do that. No, 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 no. All the requirements. No, no, no. Rebellious. Stiff-hearted, stubborn, stiff-necked. We cannot see ourselves as the light of the S-O-N sees us. And we will not receive it with gladness. We will not receive it in a good and honest heart. Well, many of us are receiving the word of Yah in bitterness and in hatred and looking at the vessel, who is he? Why is he saying that about me? Why does he hate me? And the witness was made known even here straightway when pastor asked a brother, where have I offended you? And the witness was made known, you haven't. I'm like, then where was your words coming from? Where was your slaughterings coming from? Your deceits and your malignities and your poisons? Messiah said, truly, truly, I say unto you. Unto who? You! Except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. I look at that and I like, this is real. I remember in times past, I was eating the body of the wicked one. Why can we see that in any time when we're feasting with the wicked one? How this distorts our mind, distorts our body, distorts our soul. Why does it escape us? And while we were the chosen in our field, we were crying out for life, for love, for protection, for covering. Then when life and love and protection and covering came and made himself known to you, we want to bite the hand that is designed to feed us, that wants to be a husband unto us, wants to cover us and supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. That's his desire. Wipe away the memories of the leeks and the garlics and all that you received while you was yet in bondage. You receive now much more that you are free. When are you going to walk in the calling of the free and receive this freedom that you will enter into the chosen? John 6:54, whoso eats my flesh and drinks my blood, now he has eternal life. And I will raise him up. Who's going to do this? Messiah. What is it in us that we want to raise ourselves up? Our life, when we are offended and we are hurt. Why seek to save that piece of shit that we come out of? I'm glad that when I lay my head down and I wake up in the morning, the reason why that I'm being raised up out of the bed is because of Messiah. That while I was asleep, I was not conscious while I was resting. That my Elohim was watching over me. That the ministering spirits, As I laid down my head, I called upon. And the last thought of my heart and my mind was on Messiah. Then I wake up refreshed. In peace. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And again, another day, I wake up in my right mind. I wake up and my first glimpse of consciousness is on my Elohim and not on me. I didn't do this of myself. But this treasure that Yah has put into me, I keep my mind on that. I keep my mind on Messiah. I keep my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My eyes are up. I don't hang my head down. My eyes ain't looking down to the depths of hell no more. I hold my head up high because Yah is the one that has lifted me up. And because he has lifted me up, I will give witness to that. I will proclaim that. I will rejoice in that. I will walk in life. This is the life which I now live in Messiah. John 6:55 says, for my flesh, the word, that flesh, the flesh of the eternal, is meat indeed. You hear that? For my flesh is meat indeed. So what deeds are you performing? Where, what tables are you eating from? What are you consuming? You're consuming the flesh of Messiah day by day, second by second. Then indeed, your deeds, your harvest, your plantings. And he says, my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. So what is strengthening? What is propelling? What is fortifying? What is being nutrition to your deeds? He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood, when he does that, when he sups with him, when he comes and knocks and comes in and we sit at the table and we dine together. He that eat my flesh and drink my blood dwells in me and I in him. Witness, witness, witness of the treasure that is in this vessel. True witnesses. The one that is real. John 6:57, as the living Father has sent me. And here we are, the sent ones. There's billions out here that are witnesses for the mighty one of this world. Here we are, few in number, the called ones. The witnesses of the regeneration. The witnesses of the eternal. As the living Father. That is profound. The living Father. The mighty one of this world is not living. He said, I will be like the Most High. I will exalt my throne. I will sit in the sides of the north. I'm going to do this. The hell with you, y'all. Hell with your dictates. Hell with your law. I want to do this. This Lucifer effect. Even in the courts of the Hebrews, in the courts of the Israelites, are these imposters who want to be like servants of Satan. As the living Father has sent me. And he says, and I live by the Father. So he that eats me, even he shall live. How are you going to live? By the one you eat, the one you consume, the one that your mind, that your body, that your soul is being nourished by. There's one out here is providing us such a false life. And then you got all this life that it wants to put up on in the radio and the television and video games and all this shit. And it passes away year by year, second by second. And here we are, witnesses of these things. That shit does not consist. Messiah says this is that bread in John 6:58, which came down from heaven, came from above, not coming from beneath. Not as your fathers did eat manna and are dead. He that eats a Messiah, the manna from on high, shall live forever. Well, hallelujah. 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 Break here real quick and let Sister Wenda give you mailing information and understanding. Well, hallelujah.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the live stream that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straight Way Truth Ministry. We try to make sure we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. Gallatin is spelled G-A-L-L-A-T-I-N. Again, our mailing address is Straight Way Truth Ministry, 544 West Main Street, number 241, Gallatin, Tennessee, 37066. If you would like to send a personal note to Pastor Charles Dowell, just add the letters C/O in front of the word straightway and your letter will go directly to him. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. You may leave a message there and be the Father's will, we will do everything we can to return your message. And if you would like to know more about our healing, deliverance, and truth ministry, keep up to date on events, or find a home fellowship closest to you, please visit our website at straightway.com. That's spelled straightway.com. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straight Way Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Hallelujah, and definitely he is. Even so, his coming is closer than the day before. So we hearken unto the appearance of our Master and our Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our bread from on high. Our bread that will sustain us unto that day. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, the word is trust in Yah. Trust in Yah. with all your heart, the new heart that's within you, because that will bring the real trust. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. What I see even in the realm of the true Hebrews, in the realm of the true witnesses of Israel, the true children of Israel at this time in this hour, that religious spirits have infiltrated themselves. And it should be so, because it's no new thing. And it should not be strange in our eyes that they're entering under the S-U-N. But the S-O-N allows such to allow in us a testimony to be formed. We're going to be tried. We're going to be tested. We're going to be proved. And I thank Yah for that. I thank Yah that he gives me the ability to hear and to see. Now, if I keep my eyes on him and I trust in him, then what shall I fear? But we see in our time and our hour enemies. One enemy I see, and I'm going to talk about it here briefly, is this realm of theology. Understanding that Yah is a spirit and trying to understand him from a carnal mind, a temporal mind, from the precepts of man, you will not know Yah. It will keep you in a lust to ever learn, but you're never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. And many people cannot see this. See, we live a time, it's just amazing, an information age, where we can get on the internet and search for all this crap that our itching ears desire to hear. And it's something about itching ears and a butt in heat, a hot butt that desires to go out from the covering of her husband. To hear other words that our Elohim has not spoken, and words and precepts and commandments that his messengers, his called ones, his appointed ones, have not preached and have not spoken. So the dangers of theology. I look at this word and I'm going, mercy sakes alive. It was the law. It was the lust for the knowledge. First, that the serpent went to Eve, who's built on feelings and emotions. As Yah said, Yah's been keeping so much away from y'all. So she ate from the knowledge, the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then when she ate, she gave to her husband. That was out of order. See, the serpent in the beginning was destroying the order of Yah. Adam was the head, not the woman. Theology. Theo. Logic. Listen to this. The word theology comes from two Greek words that combined, they mean the study of Yah, the study of God. And again, Christian theology is simply an attempt to understand Yah as he is revealed in the Bible. To a lot of Christians, as this has been deemed a religion, so many fronts, Christianity is not of faith theology. It's simply an attempt. But the real children of Yah need not to attempt. When the Spirit of Yah is in them, they will know their Elohim. There's no reason why they, with their natural mind and their mental ascent, try to understand Yah. When he is far from them and they try to understand this Creator, and they're not a true witness because he is not in them. So theology. Let's look at theology. There is biblical theology. There is historical theology. There is systematic theology and practical theology. Whew. 2 Timothy 3:1. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of Yah. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They're not true witnesses. But through their theology, that is so sad. I've seen so many religious people come through the doors of Straightway, and their religion does not allow them to remain. Their religion causes them to be vagabonds. Their religion keeps them on the stones and keeps them in the thorns. There's so many religions on the world. They rely on the mental ascent. They rely on the mental assumption, the carnal assumptions of who Yah is. And they cannot be a true witness. The dangers of theology. When we gather all of these books of trying to understand the will of Yah and the word of Yah, ever learning, God, 250,000 books in our library. When we should be concentrated on the one book. Why whore ourselves amongst all this other crap? All this other shit, the nations. We should not be whoring our mind, our soul, our bodies to the religions and theologies of man. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power, this treasure that is in earthen vessels, It's amazing. Here at Straightway, the power of the Word is made manifest. We don't have these crazy theologic forms. When we understand the one who has formed us, when we understand the hands in whom we are in. See, the God of this world, he wants to form you into his image. And he has these ways of godliness. But he has no power. His words are spoken, but they're not spoken with force. It's amazing that the voice of the Spirit of Yah, it speaks so eloquently, so softly, but it is with force. And the children of Yah hear that voice, and they know that the shepherd is speaking. So they run to that, and they follow that. And they allow that shepherd to lead and to guide them into the pastures he desires to feed them at. But what my theology? As Josh said, well, I got to go here to the Book of Mormon. I've got to go over here to the Quran. I got to go look at all this pseudographical shit that Yah has not spoken. They had this form of God, meek and quiet and humble, and inside raging. They had this form, had this similitude. It's somehow this temporal outward appearance, form of godliness, with no power thereof, of this image. And it tells us, we, the children of Yah, should have discernment to turn away from that. We should know that expressing in itself and looking upon it, that's not of Yah. Because this sort, these men, they creep, they are slow, they are cunning, they are subtle. Like the serpent, they creep into your house. They speak into your ear here, there, a little day. They creep one day and then go a week, and they might say something, go a month later and say this. They creeping with their words. They creep into houses. And they lead captive, silly women laden with sin. And all that they speak into the ears, they're led away with diverse lust. Because this word that they heard from the viper leads them astray. They are ever learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Who is the truth? Who is the truth? And he gives an example. 2 Timothy 3:8. This sort. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood the sin of Yah, Moses, so do these resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, this theology. If Yah is in us, why? The Spirit will lead us into all truth. Why do we need to cleave to a bunch of books, to a bunch of other voices? Because we think, yeah, it's keeping something from us. Men of corrupt minds. Yeah, that middle place, that's soul. Messiah poured out his soul unto death. That living one is in us. As Janus and Jambres withstood Moses, withstood the deliverer, withstood the pastor, withstood the preacher, withstood the elder, withstood the appointed one of Yah. So do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But Yah says that they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest. It's going to be a witness. It's going to be a witness. We read early in the beginning. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither is anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed, therefore, how you hear. See, growing more enamored with the study of theology than with Yah, about whom you study. Study to show yourselves approved. Yeah, we want to study others and look at their failures and look at their shortcomings. When the word of Yah comes, and we got to study ourselves first. We are the house of Yah. Judgment comes to us first. Study to show yourself approved. And how can we study unless the light of the glorious good news of Yah come into our hearts and give us place to study ourselves, whether we be in the faith. We want to get into all this theology and try to understand Yah from our own perspective. Dissect Yah. Need to separate. Separate your head knowledge. Get away from that shit. Get into heart obedience. You want to know Yah? Obey him. They that know the Yah. First John, it just says, if you don't live by the commands and the precepts of Yah, you're just a liar. And the truth is not in you. We're going to do all this studying outside of the one. And it makes us. It brings about these religious spirits, this arrogancy, this theological knowledge. And it's keeping you away from the calling of being humble, from the calling of humility. Because in the flesh, it's easy to do. You love the topics, and you invest significant time in these topics. And others who don't share the same level of passion in your theological studies surely cannot know as much as you. and your love of knowledge, it suddenly becomes the love of self. Galatians 1, but I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after men. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ, by Yeshua HaMashiach. Paul says, but you have heard of my conversation in time past in the Jews' religion, Yehudim's religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the assembly of Yah, and I wasted it. And Paul said, I profited in the Yehudim, the Jews' religion, above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly jealous in the tradition of my fathers. But when it pleased Yah, oh hallelujah, hallelujah, when it pleased Elohim, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to do what? To reveal his son in me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately, because of this, I confer not with flesh and blood. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a difference between faith and religion. Faith will bring you to the complete trust and confidence in Yah. Whereas religion is a specific system of belief and or worship, often involving a code of ethics and not the law of Yah. Person can have be full of theology and he can have no faith. You'll be ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge. Well, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, saints of the Most High Yah. These treasure in earthen vessels. The true witnesses of Yah. In this time, in this hour, rise up. Shall these bones live? Yah says, by his word, they shall live. So you, the called of Yah, make your calling and election sure. Because he's provided all of our needs according to his riches and glory. Why not enter into the finished work? Enter into the inheritance that has already been put forth. You want to reign with him? Suffer. 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 If you don't suffer, you're not going to reign. Many people do not endure the suffering. They rather walk among the stones and among the thorns. They rather walk in their own theology and their own lust and corrupt They rather, in their own degradation, corrupt others, the weak ones. These forms. Saints of the Most High, Yah, we have been given the warning so many times not to eat off other tables. Most High, Yah gave in the beginning one table to eat from, one tree to eat from. What happened? Well, one man. Sin entered in death by sin, but here we are under the headship of the new man, under the second Adam. We are his bride. Might as well call us the second Eve. Well, hallelujah. 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 Bless you all that is gathered here tonight. This evening, I pray that the word of Yah has been strengthening, especially the Shabbat, should have opened your understanding. Because that revelation did not come by theology. When we think that we have the power to understand Yah outside of the spirit of Yah, no. You will not understand him. You cannot be a witness of him if his spirit is not in you. And this is the truth. This is real, saints of the Most High, Yah. Definitely, as the days approaches, the king is coming. Will he find faith on the earth? I don't know. He's not coming back for theology. All those books written by men are going to burn. The only thing that's going to remain is the word that is in you. His word, not your words. Well, hallelujah. 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 Bless you all. And may Yah strengthen you the days ahead. As we continue on in this dead season, may it provoke us to be even a more light, a more witness of the treasure that has been invested. Well, hallelujah, hallelujah.